Good morning. It is 10:08 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our update from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We have Becky Barnhart who joins us on the line. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
It's going just fine. I listened to your question of the day, and I, you know my answer. I've got to have the real thing. I want the warm and fuzzy and the licks and the sniffs, and you don't wouldn't get that with something that is not alive.
I know. Did you see the picture of the thing?
I didn't get a chance to. I thought to myself, you need to look at it. But it kind of reminds me of when I was a little girl and you get a doll and you're just crazy about this doll, but it's plastic. You know, there's no warmth coming back. So to me, it'd be kind of like the same thing. So,
yeah, exactly. Because, you know, you get that little warm body there. It's hard to replicate that.
No kidding. Especially if you get those little puppies and their little bellies and their little breath and just. Anyway, if you were allergic to the real thing, and maybe that would be a substitute, but I don't think so.
I know. I hear you.
Well, let's talk about some adoptions, some warm and fuzzies that actually are probably being cuddled as we speak. We had two adoptions this week. We had Mickey. He was a little brindle guy that was a real sweet, sweet, super little kid, little guy, not a kid, but a dog. And then Luna. And Luna was one of Danny's favorites. She's gray in color, and she knew a lot of tricks and just loved her belly rub and just super dog. So and I'm really pleased that we had some adoptions. This month of May is crazy with all the activities and the graduations. We've got prom that was last month, and we've got Mother's Day coming up. So to adopt a dog right now, I thought that was very, very special. I do have some updates on some of the adoptions that we had. As you know, there was one from Tractor Supply. It was a little black dog, had a white chest, and the young man went in and sat down with her, and she had the same habit that a former dog he had had. And you sit in front of her, and she raises her paw up, you know, and you can do the high five with her. And the minute she did that with him, he said, she's mine. I'm taking her. And I just spoke to him a couple of days ago, and she fit in very well with the family, and he's very, very pleased. And then that little white dog that was so very, very precious, she's doing great in her new home. She's sleeping in the bed with her owner and being cuddled, and they said her feet rarely hit the floor. So great adoptions, and I always love to spread the joy. We had a really nice thing happen this week. We had a special donation that came in from Class Unlimited. Apparently, they did this for several shelters. We weren't the only one. They did some type of a collection campaign, and they came in and were very nice and gave us some food, toys, kitty litter, treats, just very nice items that we could definitely use. So thank you to Class Unlimited for thinking of the shelters, not only here, but around the area. Danny said we've got a brand new dog that came in. It's a surrender, so she would be available for adoption now. She's a German Shepherd. She's obviously female. I'm saying she. 6 years old. She knows lots of her tricks. She sits, she shakes, she walks nicely on a leash. Super, super nice dog. She's up to date on her shots. She's not been spayed. He didn't think so. But the reason for her surrender is being a dog. Apparently the owner was at a friend's house, and friend had a duck, and the German Shepherd took care of the duck, I guess is how to say it. So it was unfortunate for the duck, of course, but it made her think maybe she didn't want the dog any longer. So if you're looking for a German Shepherd, very nice dog, as I said, knows tricks, up to date on shots, super sweet. She just doesn't need to be around ducks. She is now available. So I know there's a lot of people out there that really do like that breed. And so maybe we can get her a new home really quick-like. And speaking of German Shepherds, we have Peppermint still available. And she's been with us for some time. She's already spayed. And she's a white shepherd, obviously mixed female. So kind of two special dogs right there I kind of wanted to start off with. We have, let's see, who else do we have? Let's go with some dogs that have been with us for a while. So we've got Woody and Buzz. They're about 3 years old. They're a yellow lab mix. Very nice boys. Need to find that forever home. We have Jane. Now, Jane, fingers crossed, Jane may be already going to be adopted. We have a lady that's very interested in her, but she's a three-year-old Mastiff mix, and she just loves affection. I guess she's just a very, very sweet girl. But if that doesn't pan out, it never hurts to go ahead and mention some of these dogs, especially when they have been with us for a long time. We have Gazelle. That's also a name that probably sounds pretty familiar. She's a short in stature, a yellow lab. She's very sweet. She's probably 4 or 5 years old, but she's not that large. When you think about a lab being kind of tall, she's more on the short side. So she's available. We have Junior. Junior is a chubby little guy. He's real cute, actually. And we think he's a pit mix, but he's short, he's sweet, and he's just on the chubby side. So we'd sure like to find him a home quick-like. We do have some kittens available, too. We've got 3 little kittens. Danny said we have a few more than that. We have 3 that just came in. They're not quite ready to be leaving mama, but one has been spoken for, and they're all 3 males. So we still have a little orange kitten and a little Siamese-looking kitten that'll be available in about another week. We still have our black and white kitten that's kind of got long hair, very pretty little girl. And we also have 1 black kitten. Her litter mate got adopted, so she's by herself. So very young kittens, maybe 12 weeks old on the black and white. And as I said, the little Siamese mix would be much, much younger. So that's just some of the names that I was going to talk about today. I'm going to spend a lot of time because, like I said, I think this is kind of a busy time of the month, and maybe people have other things on their minds. But please remember that the dogs are there. We are not going to do an adoption extravaganza this month. It's just too many activities going on. People have other obligations, and certainly understand that. School getting out and all that. So maybe in June, be looking for another one of our activities, our events. We are the shelter's open almost every day of the week. It is closed on Sundays and Mondays. They are not open, but the rest of the week they are, from 8:30 to 4. Our telephone number is still working, 620-252-6060. There are 2 Facebook pages available for you to look at. We have ours, of course, CFA, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Danny keeps that up pretty well, so you can kind of see some of the animals. And then the city itself has its own Facebook page, and you go to Coffeyville Animal Shelter. So 2 ways to check them out. Best way of all, come out to the shelter. The weather's going to start. Hopefully, the weather is going to straighten up one of these days, and we'll know what to expect each morning when we wake up. So go out to the shelter. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. We have 2 very nice ladies working there, and they have lots of knowledge about the animals, and it's a pleasant place to be. They've done a lot of cleaning. It just looks like a new place, and of course, you probably will see Danny there once in a while. He still hangs out there quite a bit himself. So come out to the animal shelter and see if you can adopt your real warm and fuzzy pet.
That's right. Yeah, we don't need to be spending whatever $1,500 it'll be for a robot when you can get a rehome an animal for a lot cheaper than that.
That's right. And that's a good reminder, James, that sometimes people don't understand that the adoption fee that we charge is to cover for the spay or neuter and their shots and that kind of thing. So it's a wonderful way to start an animal in your family because you're not going out, like you said, spend big bucks on the animal. Then you have to take it to the vet, get spayed or neutered and shots and all that nonsense. Where you come out to the shelter, that's already been done. So you're on a clean slate with them as far as the spay and neuter and shots. Then you can take off and go. We don't provide the rabies. I mean, we can get that done on request, but that's the one shot that we don't provide. But it's a wonderful way. And most of these animals, just like the German Shepherd, it's being a dog. You know, it's just doing its thing. Nothing out of the ordinary, but it was enough that the woman said, I'm done, I guess. So, you know, a lot of stories come with these animals. It's not always the bad reason that they're there. It's, most of the time, it's not their fault. It's just the way life can be sometimes.
All right. Well, Becky, we do appreciate you reminding us on all that. And again, hope folks can check out everything available at the shelter.
All right. Well, have a got some college graduation this weekend, and Mother's Day. Everyone have a very happy Mother's Day. Be kind to your mothers on that special day. Of course, be kind every day is how I feel about it. But anyway, everyone have a good weekend.
All right. Hey, sounds good. We appreciate it, Becky. Thanks so much. Okay, that is an update from Coffeyville Friends of Animals here on the Mighty 690. Straight ahead, we'll have more of your calls as we continue here on KGGF. It is time for a check of some ag news brought to you by Elm Haven Healthcare Facility. We have that on the way next here on the Mighty 690.